Time is 8:04 a.m. This is Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Some Louisiana National Guardsmen are headed to Afghanistan. A deployment ceremony was held last Friday at Essler Field in Pineville, Louisiana, for Louisiana National Guard's G Company and D Company 2nd Battalion 238th Aviation Regiment. More than 50 guardsmen, including two father-son teams and one married couple, are scheduled to deploy to Afghanistan starting this week. The National Guard unit will be away from home for nearly 1 year. The deployment includes pre-mobilization training at Fort Hood, Texas. Once overseas, the Guard will provide air movement support and medical evacuation support to ground forces. This will be the third overseas deployment for this National Guard unit since 9/11. More than 800 new laws went into effect for the state of Texas this month. Among them include raising the age for buying tobacco and vaping products from 18 to 21. Breweries will also be allowed to sell beer to go on their premises. The Texas legislature also passed several gun laws in the spring. One allows people to have firearms in public without a license to carry for 7 days after a disaster declaration. This new law comes on the heels of recent mass shootings in Texas. Lauren McGahey, a reporter with the Dallas Morning News, has covered stories about gun laws in Texas.
We're now having this discussion anew about whether to tighten gun laws in Texas after the El Paso shooting. But just a few months ago, when lawmakers were meeting in Austin, they actually loosened up some of Texas's gun laws to make it easier to carry in different places. One example is it's actually going to be easier to carry a gun during a state of emergency, like after a hurricane.
Another new law affects how Texans will vote. Beginning in 2020, Texas voters won't have the option of voting a straight ticket, and it will largely affect minority voters and the elderly. That's according to a new report from the Austin Community College Center for Public Policy and Political Studies. Stephen Haig co-authored the study. He says the change will likely affect more Democrats who are concentrated in the state's urban areas.
In the large cities in Texas, we found the highest rates of straight ticket voting.
Haig says eliminating straight ticket voting will lead to what he calls roll-off. That's when voters cast fewer votes as they go down a ballot. The new voting rule was also the outcome of state legislation in 2017. Louisiana's Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control has permitted 775 businesses to sell CBD products around the state. An agency spokesman says ATC has received more than 1,000 permit applications since lawmakers passed a regulatory structure for retailers to sell products containing CBD. CBD is cannabidiol and is in the cannabis family, but contains only traces of the THC chemical compound that causes a high for marijuana users. CBD is used in oils and lotions that some believe are beneficial to their health. Sellers must meet a lengthy list of requirements to get permits. Sales of beverages or food containing CBD are prohibited unless the FDA approves the substance for such use. While the law ended uncertainty about whether CBD products can be sold in Louisiana, critics say regulations are overly burdensome. Taking a quick look at the weather, afternoon high temperatures will climb into the upper 90s with heat index values between 100 and 105 degrees. This is Red River Radio News.